This week's Torah portion is called Ki Tisa. We read about the sin of the golden calf. You will recall the Israelites encamped at Mount Sinai. They heard the voice of God pronouncing the Ten Commandments, and they declared, Naaseh v'nishma, we will do and obey. Those words represented a commitment to enter into a relationship with God. Moses, however, does not come down from the mountain for 40 days, and during his absence, the Israelites expected some kind of divine message or God-like symbol, and they were just not getting it. One can only imagine how insecure and vulnerable they must have felt during this time, especially after the enormous high they experienced at the foot of Mount Sinai. Instead of being patient and trusting of the Holy One, the Israelites yielded to their own desires for a sense of certainty and control. Aaron, the high priest, told the male Israelites gathered there to go home and collect their wives' jewelry and bring it back to him. Well, guess what? These folks didn't even have the patience to do that. Instead, the men ripped off their own jewelry and threw it into the fire and formed the golden calf. When Moses descended from the mountain and witnessed this activity, he broke the two tablets containing the Ten Commandments. My friends, relationships require understanding, insight, forgiveness, and most importantly, patience. The failure of the Israelites in this case was their lack of patience. God, on the other hand, demonstrates the virtue of patience and works to mend the broken relationship with the Israelites. Ultimately, the Holy One does not bring a disaster upon the people of Israel, as had been expected. In fact, a new opportunity arose for us to once again accept the two tablets containing the Ten Commandments. The measure of any authentic relationship, whether it's with our spouses, family members, friends, and especially God Almighty, is not the number of times we say we love each other or the number of gifts we give to one another. Those things are important too. It is primarily the patience we possess during the most difficult of circumstances which allows a relationship to endure. The book of Kohelet teaches us the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. I'm Rabbi Shlomo Siegel. Please check us out on the web at kehilatmoshe.org. You can find our podcast there, and please share these podcasts. You can find them also on our Facebook page, Kehilat Moshe Facebook page, as well as on Twitter at KM Sheepshead Bay. If you're interested in sponsoring a podcast or if you have any questions or comments, please feel free to get in touch with us. Thank you for listening to Siegel's Sentiments.